Cause that's the bottom line.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, October 21st edition of the Bottom Line Lexington Podcast. With us today, our good friend and NBA expert, Ronnie Hupp. From Christian Broadcasting, you can hear him weekday mornings during your morning drive here locally in Lexington on 93.3 FM and 770 AM The Eagle, WCGW. But Ronnie Hupp watches a ton of NBA basketball and loves every minute of it, and he's going to be our NBA expert here on The Bottom Line, and especially today for our big NBA preview spectacular. Enjoy! With us today, a man who needs no introduction to radio listeners here throughout the Lexington area. He is the morning DJ. He's on the ones and twos every morning here on 93.3 FM and 770 AM The Eagle. The long time, and I mean long time, morning DJ here at those stations. He is our good friend and now our resident NBA expert. And we'll tell you why he's our NBA expert in just a second. He is our good friend, Ronnie Hupp. Ronnie Hupp, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brad Taylor.
For finally coming on The Bottom Line.
Hey, you're very kind. Thanks for asking me a few weeks ago. Great introduction, way beyond my expertise, but thank you anyway.
Oh, I think you asked me. I don't think I asked
you. Oh, yeah,
I
bugged you just come on the show. Yeah, I've been trying this for a long time.
Well, you know, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. But this is why Ronnie Hupp is our NBA expert, ladies and gentlemen. He orders the NBA pass from his local cable outlet or whatever, and he watches all these West Coast Tuesday night 10:30 start games. Yeah. And then when I see him, hey, did you see that Sacramento Phoenix game last night? It started at 10:30. Well, no, I have a life.
I love it. Yeah, so I watch the NBA, the package, the NBA Network, TNT, TBS, whoever's doing NBA, I'm all in. And I love the West Coast games.
You love the West Coast
games? It works with my schedule late at night.
Okay. So we're going to talk NBA here first with our resident NBA expert, Ronnie Hupp. The state of the league. Now, when I was a kid back in the 80s, you literally could set your calendar around Celtics and Lakers in the finals. Mm-hmm. Then you had your Pistons dynasty, my personal favorite, and the Bulls dynasty. Are we to a point? Now we're heading into the season. We don't even know who's going to be the best teams. I dare say 30-plus years out of the last 40 years, you could literally say, okay, you give me these three teams, I'll give you everybody else, I'm probably going to be right. Are we at a different stage of the NBA now where it's like, if you give me three teams, I'll probably take all the other teams because we don't know what to expect this year?
Totally, totally exact right. All of the NBA teams right now, they're looking for two, maybe three superstars. So the league is aligning very, very differently. All of these players are aligning to go with their favorite teams, their favorite players. And every NBA team, as you notice this season, will have at least two big superstars, and most of them are adding a three. So the NBA is growing in popularity. It's true entertainment. And yeah, I agree. There is no certain team or teams that can say, like we used to when I was growing up back in the 60s and 70s, where NBA was very seldom seen on the TV. When I grew up, I did a lot of time going to Louisville. My dad and I lived in Chapel, Nelson County. My mom still lives there. And we would go watch the Kentucky Colonels. They were the ABA team. And we'd go down several times during the season and watch the Kentucky Colonels. They had a lot of Louisville and Kentucky players and Indiana players. And I remember Van Vance with WHS Radio. He called the games, and I listened to all the games. Back then, you could hear ABA, Louisville Colonels, Kentucky
Never
Colonels.
Saw them on television, though,
Never,
right?
ever.
Were the championship games on television?
No. No. Well, let's see. There were a few. I think WHS TV did a few ABA games on local TV, and Van Vance was from Park City down in Washington.
He went on to be the voice of the Cardinals.
Yes, he did.
Until the 90s, I guess, right?
Yeah, he retired a few years ago. He's still around, and one of the golden voices of radio. So my dad and I would go to Louisville all the time and watch the ABA Colonels. And fortunately, in the last, it's been about 2 years since the NBA preseason teams come here to Rupp Arena, and every time the NBA preseason teams come to Rupp Arena, we get tickets and go and enjoy. So that is my closest connection right now to NBA. I love it. I wish we had a team here in Lexington.
Well, that's a sweet story, Ronnie Hupp, but we're trying to pick winners. Okay?
Trying to pick winners.
This is not a show
this
about
is not a
the,
show
the
of
olden days.
The old days.
Save that for the other show.
I'm still stuck in the 60s.
Well, that's okay. That's better than I'm looking at Bruce Edwards behind the glass. I think he's a little bit before that.
I still have a flip cell phone, so you know where I'm at.
Yeah, you got the flip phone?
Flip phone.
But at least you've got a phone.
Yeah, I got a phone. Yeah, you didn't and talk. It works most of the time. That's a different story.
Well, see, off on tangents. Now, this isn't your morning show. This is The Bottom Line.
Yeah, I'm
Let's look at some preseason stories. Okay. Some things that have kind of been floating around. Zion Williamson was the buzz in the preseason.
Came in from Duke.
In from Duke. Four games. He averaged 23 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists in only 27 minutes per game. Was shooting 71% from the field. Now, he's a little bit injured, so he's not going to start the season.
No.
So if I said right now, Zion Williamson, future NBA MVP, future All-Star, borderline Rookie of the Year, lock. What would you think about him, his future prospects down in New Orleans?
His preseason looks excellent, you know, as I watched him. Like you say, he's somewhat injury-prone. That happened with his foot. Tennis shoe exploded there at Duke, and all that story unfolded. He looks good. I think if he stays healthy, but most of your NBA players, they can only hope to play 69, 70 games. They cannot go through the 82 season. Hopefully he'll stay healthy, but Zion looks good. He's awesome in the middle. Comes off the roll, good pick. Just a very strong player, and he's good for the league. You know, he's good for TV, and he's going to fill in a lot of arenas. I don't really have New Orleans making the playoffs. I don't see that down the road. And a lot of people are picking New Orleans to make a deep run.
By the way,
yeah.
When they lost Anthony Davis down New Orleans,
yes.
You don't think that lottery was a little bit rigged, maybe, so we could get Zion down there to save the franchise? Because let's just face it, if they're picking second and get Ja Morant, nobody cares about the New Orleans Pelicans today, but they got Zion, now they're something. You don't think there was a little chicanery back in the back? You know, where they had the little ping pong balls. You don't think that could be a little conspiracy theory running up?
You never know. I know it's all about ratings and getting TV, and New Orleans is not the hot spot for most players to go. And Anthony Davis wanted out really, really bad, and we know the story unfolded there now is with the Lakers, but who knows?
Here's an aside.
Yes.
What other sport do you not see how the draft order is decided? I mean, why do they have that little lottery off to the side where nobody could see it? And then we do it for television, for drama, so we could unveil it. Do you really just want to get the order the way you want it? That's more like it.
It's like the Academy Awards.
Yeah, exactly. Go YouTube Patrick Ewing conspiracy theories. We got all those. But Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
So Zion Rookie of the Year, or will you give me everybody else?
Everybody else. I'm not going with Zion as Rookie of the Year.
You're not?
No.
Who you got?
Morant.
Ja Morant.
John. Memphis. Came from Murray, yes.
Very good. Now, there are three people in Las Vegas out in the desert. We're going to talk a little bit about Vegas stuff, Ronnie Hupp. I hope that doesn't throw you for a loop now.
Yeah,
we're talking about just throwing a little jelly beans in the middle of the table. No big deal.
Yeah, I like jelly beans, too.
There are three players that have gotten the most wagers out in the desert.
Yeah.
Zion, Ja Morant, Tyler Hero, who's been the buzz of the preseason down in Miami. His prospects for the coming year.
Very good. He had a great preseason, great shot. There with Pat Riley, general manager at the Heat, plays very well during preseason. He's up for Canada. I agree. I still will go with Morant. But Tyler, great, great shooting guard. He's going to play a lot of ball this year.
So let's bottom line these rookies. You're going to take Ja Morant and give me everybody else?
I will.
Oh, I'm taking that one in the desert
I'm
right now.
I'm going to take Morant.
That's a Mac Daddy Stogie right now. Zion in 60 games will be Rookie of the Year. That's easy.
He's going to get the hype, yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, there was a
Morant's not going to get the hype. But
well, there you go. Yeah. There's our first bucket of pride right there, Roddy Hupp.
All right, slam dunk.
Exactly. Another buzz of the big preseason.
Okay.
One of the most watched videos, Ben Simmons actually hit a three-pointer.
Yeah, and he gets standing ovation.
Yeah, the Twitter world went crazy. Social media, oh my goodness, he's hitting the three-pointer. Ben Simmons, is he a guy? When I saw him at LSU, he ran Johnny Jones out of town. They quit in the SEC tournament.
They did.
That was a disaster when he was at LSU. Yeah. And now, he's 3 years in now in the NBA. Is he a guy that the Sixers could put their hopes on and actually maybe make the finals this year, or is he the guy at LSU that was in charge of a disaster?
I'm on Simmons' bandwagon. I've got Philadelphia in the finals this year. That'll be what I'll say before I sign off this morning. But I like Simmons. I like him a lot. I think he's...
Well, you just ruined the ending of the show, Ronnie Hupp,
so
we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, I like Simmons. I think he leads the team, and I think he's going to be a great leader. And I like the way, you know, LSU, I remember that whole deal with LSU. I remember what happened there.
It was terrible.
Terrible, terrible. And he's not a three-point shooter. Like you say, buzz throughout the media when he made that three-point. But I think this is his year.
More valuable to that team, him or Embiid?
Embiid.
So you've got Sixers. Well, we're just cats out of the bag.
Yeah.
You've got the Sixers making the finals. We've got something to say about that at the end.
Yeah.
Speaking of teams that might make the finals.
Yes.
James Harden now has a one-legged three-point shot.
I've seen it.
What's that all about?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I've watched it, and I still can't figure it out. But he's going to draw a lot of fouls this year. He does every year. But I don't, you know, I don't see – with Westbrook there, there's only one basketball. You know, you can only play with one, and they've got so many different guys. Everybody wants to shoot. I don't know how you can put Westbrook and Harden without them just totally taking most of the shots.
Anyway. Overrated? You think they're better this year without Chris Paul and with Russell Westbrook? Or are they better last year when they had Chris Paul?
I think better last year.
Better last year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Westbrook is a great player. Don't know about team chemistry. You know, he likes the attention. Everybody likes attention in the NBA. But I think last year's team was better. And, you know, Harden, superstar, he's going to get a lot of fouls. He's going to go to the foul line a whole lot. But bottom line, I like that nickname, which is you, the bottom line.
You talk about Harden, you talk about Westbrook.
Yeah.
It's still hard to imagine that 6 years ago, Oklahoma City had Kevin Durant,
yes,
James Harden, Russell Westbrook, all on the same team.
Yeah, and that's why the NBA's shifting. You know, we decide I don't want to play in Oklahoma City anymore, so I'll make it where I'm out of there.
I'm sorry, though. If you give these people enough money, they would have stayed.
They would have stayed. Yeah.
If you had given Harden the money, he would have stayed instead of trading him for Magic Beans and whatever they got, Kevin Martin or whoever that was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oklahoma City, but like you say, 6 years ago, was the mecca of NBA superstars. But
oh, it was.
Yeah, but it's not a big-time TV market, and it's one of those mid-city size places where ratings aren't as big. But I've been to Oklahoma City for conventions. It's a nice city. I've been there.
Thank you, Roddy Hupp. That's expert analysis from Roddy Hupp. Speaking of MVP candidates, Anthony Davis, now with the Lakers. We talked about him before. Is he an MVP candidate, or is he even the best player on his own team?
I don't think he's the best player on the entire team.
You don't think so? You'd rather have LeBron.
I would rather have LeBron.
A very aging LeBron whose numbers have plummeted the last couple of years.
They have. And Davis is going to be a good tandem with him. But Anthony, as we well know in the past, has had some issues staying healthy, and that's the big issue with Anthony. But I'll take LeBron if I need one scoring opportunity.
Oh, you're Joe Q Public, man. That's what everybody out in the desert does. Oh, I got one team versus the other team, and this team's got LeBron. Oh, I'm putting my money on LeBron.
Yeah.
Well, he's 35 now, and he's got a lot of miles.
He's got a lot of miles and a lot of points.
A lot of miles in that car.
Yeah.
But so you're saying LeBron's better than Anthony Davis?
Right now, yeah. I'll take LeBron in a game-crucial situation, put the ball in his hands.
Do either of those guys play 70 games this year?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, then how can they be this big mega team? How could they be? We're looking at our little list right here.
Mm-hmm.
They're the second favorite to win the NBA championship.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're hyped, and that's what teams are. They're NBA market because tomorrow night, who do the Clippers open up with? Or who do the Golden State Warriors and the Clippers? They open up against each other, the Lakers.
Yeah, so by the way, who you got in that game? Two-point favorite. Lakers are a two-point favorite. Who you got?
I got Lakers.
I'll take the Clippers. There's another bucket of pride, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'll take the 2 points and the Clippers in a technically home game for both teams.
But both of them share the Staples Center.
So let's talk about this MVP. We've got James Harden. We've got Anthony Davis. The favorite, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the defending MVP. Is there anybody that you look at and you say, this is my prediction for the MVP in this league?
Got to go with him. He's
you're going with Giannis? You're going with the chalk.
Yeah, going with the chalk.
One thing I've already noticed about you, Ronnie Hupp, you're a chalk pusher. You like going with the favorites. You like taking the chalk. That's not
like
something
it.
We like here on the bottom line,
like
but we'll tolerate it for now.
We'll tolerate it for now. I like it.
Anybody on that list that you see there, maybe a dark horse, a sleeper candidate?
I still got to go with Kawhi. Most
Kawhi?
I love the way he plays, and he's with the Clippers.
He and Paul George?
Paul George, it's going to while before he can get out on the court with his injury, but I like Kawhi.
The player I love the most, and he'll never win this award, and he'll never get the attention, Nikola Jokic from the Nuggets. You don't see many 2010 guys anymore.
You don't.
He is a true 2010 guy, and he's doing it out in the middle of nowhere where nobody's watching him. Jamal Murray's out there doing it, too.
Jamal's doing a good job.
I love that team, the Nuggets. But, I mean, Jokic, he's as valuable as any player in the league, if you ask me.
Yeah, he doesn't get a lot of exposure because a lot of people don't watch the Nuggets on TV unless they're on a late game night. But he's looking good. I've seen him in preseason. He's a total package.
So, Steph Curry, no chance to win it this year?
Don't think so.
So, you're giving up on
I'm
the
a
Warriors.
Big Steph Curry. Oh, no, I'm not giving up on them. I'm a big Steph Curry fan. But
okay.
Logically, I cannot see them coming through all of the crowd and getting there to the finals this year.
Anybody been better in the last 6 years than Steph Curry?
No, I don't think so.
I agree with that.
I've been on their bandwagon, and I'm a a big Golden State fan, and now they've moved out of Oakland to San Francisco into a beautiful, beautiful arena. When Klay comes back, probably after the All-Star break, they're going to be...
Ooh, you think he's back that early?
A lot of predictions right now. But they're not going to take a chance.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be back at the All-Star break.
Durant won't be coming back this year with Brooklyn either. Can't take a chance.
Win totals out in the desert say 47.5 wins for the Warriors this year. Over or under 47?
Over. Over.
You'll take over?
Yeah, yeah. I'll take 60 this year for the Golden State.
60?
60, yeah.
Oh, come on, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Nobody in this league is going to win 60 this year.
Yeah, I'm still – I like the way they play. I like Stephon Curry, Draymond Green, and I just feel –
That's not 60 wins, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to put them up there. I'm taking a chance.
It's a good thing you don't go out to Las Vegas. Yeah. I'll tell you that. You can't. That's – Nobody in this league is winning 60 this year, and I'll tell you who will become the closest at the end. That's called a tease, Ronnie Hump. Radio tricks from the bottom line.
Yeah, I should.
Tease your picks to the end of the show. Don't give them away in the first 5 minutes. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's right.
So bottom line, the MVP vote. You like Giannis.
I like him.
Anybody else that kind of floats your boat other than Kawhi?
No, I'm going to go with Kawhi. Okay. And, you know, James Harden, you always had to put him in the mix, and you got to put LeBron. What do you think about Jimmy Butler? You know, I'll push it back to you.
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
He's a 41-win team in Miami. How you going to be a star on a mid-level team and still be an MVP candidate? No dice for me on that guy.
Yeah.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Giannis, another chalk-pushing pick for Ronnie Hupp, will be your MVP. Let's look at these win totals.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you have one team? We're looking at the win total projections from our friends out in the desert. Mm-hmm. Do you have one team that you think will go over that win total and a team that you think will go under their projected win totals?
Okay. I'm going to go with the Celtics over. And I've watched the Bulls this year. I like them in preseason, but I'll take them under.
Bulls under, Celtics over. Now, you don't get away with just making picks. You got to tell us why.
Yeah.
So you're saying addition by subtraction, Kyrie gone, Kemba Walker
in,
and that's the reason that they are going to be a lot better this year.
Much better.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I like the Celtics. Again, if they can all stay healthy, and that's a big, big situation in the NBA.
Well, I like their coach, first of all.
Oh, well, I do too. Yeah. He's in his seventh season there. I didn't realize he'd been there 7 years.
So 48.5 wins for Boston.
Right.
And you're saying over the total.
Over the total.
Got
to go with that one. Yeah.
I don't know if I can go along with that. They just don't have the players. So.
Yeah.
And you said Bulls under.
Under.
Yeah. Now, why do you say Bulls under?
Yeah. Well, I've watched them. They're a young team. They've looked pretty good in the preseason, but I just don't think they're going to make the win total that's projected.
Yeah.
But I like the Bulls a lot.
Jordan Pippen ain't walking through that door.
No.
Phil Jackson ain't walking through that door.
No.
I'm
going to
go over on the Bulls on this.
Are you? Okay.
There's another Riverside. I'm going to take a little bit over. I think they're coming around this year. Bulls, but our favorite teams. I'm sure that you're going to disagree with this one, Roddy Hunt.
Go ahead.
San Antonio Spurs, 46.5 wins. They're going way under. This team is not going to make the playoffs. You heard it here first, Ronnie Hupp. I got three players. My three best players are all in their 30s. Aldridge, Gay, DeRozan.
Okay.
They're all in their 30s.
Gotcha.
On the wrong side of 30, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
And I sit here and I look at, okay, Popovich, the greatest coach of all time. Well, you know what? Red Auerbach couldn't win with some of these teams in the NBA this year. You don't have the players. I don't care if you are Popovich. It ain't going to happen. So when your best player is named Derek White and he's just a role player, I can't tell you you're going to win 50 games. I'm sorry. San Antonio Spurs, big time under. Your thoughts, Ronnie Hutt?
Over 48. Over 48.
You're going over?
Yeah.
Over.
With Popovich, they made the NBA playoffs 22 seasons in a row.
Yeah, and they had Duncan and Robinson and Parker and Ginobili, too. Those guys are gone.
He's a great mastermind coach. He'll put all the pieces together, and they'll be over that.
See, but you're just using cliches now, Ronnie Hupp.
Yeah.
We're trying to use reason and logic. I've got three stars in their 30s. They're not really stars to begin with.
No, they're not. They're role players. They're role players.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I got three guys in their 30s who are role players, I'm really going to expect to win 50 wins just because I got Popovich? No. Sorry about your luck. This is an under team, under 46.5.
Okay. I'll still go with Popovich. I think he's one of the great coaches in the NBA, and he's able to mastermind, put teams together. They won't start out very well, probably, but at midseason on, they improve. So I'm on his bench.
All right. Well, there's another bucket of pride right there.
I'm sitting right there with him. I like him.
I got one over for you.
Okay.
You ever heard of the Patrick Ewing theory?
Not really
Patrick
sure.
Ewing.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
He got a long time Knicks, and they were always good, but they were never good enough.
Good enough, yeah.
And then one year he gets hurt in the playoffs.
Right.
And all of a sudden the Knicks make the finals. I think think that was the strike year when they played San Antonio.
Shortened season. Yeah.
Yes, the 50-game season. But the theory was, oh, Patrick Ewing's gone. They don't have a chance now. Oh, they made the finals without him. Now, how did that happen? All of a sudden, you get your star gone. All the other guys now get to flourish. Oklahoma City, Russell Westbrook now gone. All these other guys who've had to put up with his triple-double stuff for the last few years. We got to do this just so he can get his numbers. Now they get to flourish. Now you get Chris Paul coming in. Now you get all these Steven Adams types players. Now you get those guys coming in. And all of a sudden, Billy Donovan, oh, look at me now. I can actually coach after he's been lambasted for years. Oh, you got three UK graduates on the team, although they all pretty much stink. But that's neither here nor there.
No.
Oklahoma City, there's your team that's going to go over the total of 32.5 this year. That's at least.
I'm there with you on that.
You're Oklahoma. With me on that. Paul and Gallinari.
An older Chris Paul.
Yes.
Yeah. A seasoned mature. Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
But he'll be the leader. He will.
But it's not like San Antonio where they're all over 30.
Oh, no. I'm still with San Antonio, but I agree with you. Donovan's a good coach. And sometimes.
Is he?
I think so. I like.
You think
I,
so?
I think he's a good coach. Yeah, I
he's
buy
a good
in.
College coach because he can recruit illegally. That's neither here nor there.
But I still think with his combination of who he has this year, he will have more leeway. Westbrook is going to shoot the ball most of the time, and it's going to happen the same way with Houston, same way with Harden. The other three guys will just kind of be there at different times watching Houston. But getting back to Oklahoma City, I think they'll go over that win total.
Patrick Ewing theory, Russell Westbrook gone. Yeah. There's your OKC. So there you go.
It's team chemistry. Team chemistry is important in every aspect of life. And a lot of times.
Well, I've got to write that one down. Chemistry is important in every aspect of life. Well, see, we're looking at numbers on a paper, Ronnie Hub.
Yeah.
We don't care about chemistry. You know what we care about? Cash and tickets out in the desert.
That's the bottom line.
Exactly. So what you're talking about, chemistry means everything. Yeah. Well, not to me.
Chemistry leads up to wins.
Well, okay. Well,
yeah, chemistry, you take Oklahoma City, will be better this year than they were last year without Russell Westbrook.
So let's bottom line some win totals out in the desert. Ronnie Hupp likes Boston to go over.
Mm-hmm.
He likes
Chicago to go under.
We'll disagree with both of them on those for him.
Okay.
We'll take the Spurs to go under the 46.5. We'll take OKC to go over.
Okay.
32.5. That's easy jelly beans here on the.
Yeah, and I like jelly beans. Thanks for bringing those in today, too. Those are delicious.
See, that's morning DJ Ronnie Hupp, ladies and gentlemen, with his mythical world.
Radio's theater of the mind. We're sitting here while this podcast is going on eating jelly beans. And the audience doesn't see that, but they are good. Thank you. I only eat jelly beans at Easter. I got way off the subject there, but I like jelly beans, yeah. Yes, I do like.
The good thing about podcasts, you can edit some of this
you
stuff.
You can edit some of this out.
I will not edit that out.
That will not,
I've got to edit this. Okay. We were talking about the NBA earlier. The worst team in the league.
Cleveland.
Now, why do you say Cleveland? They got Kevin Love.
Kevin Love who's not very healthy. Not very good.
Either.
And I do feel he's had his years, but his years are kind of like mine. I've got more days in the rearview mirror than I've got in the front, as I often say. But, yeah, Kevin Love, injury prone. Coming in from Michigan. We talked about that the other day. You know, he had a great thing going on at Michigan, but I'm sure the money was so good he could not turn that down at Cleveland. But they're just really not a very good team. I watched them in preseason against several teams. Each NBA team plays 5 preseason games, and I've watched probably 2 or 3 of theirs. I don't see much future there. If they win 20 games, that'll be way over.
So you're admitting that you watched 3 preseason Cleveland Cavaliers games.
Yeah.
That's a you problem, Roddy Hupp.
Yeah.
So the desert says 24.5. So you're saying under 24.
Under 20, yeah.
So they're the worst team in the league.
The worst team. Now, Washington, I'll put up there with them. But if Cleveland wins 20 games.
Well, Washington's just signed Bradley Beal to a
multi-million
dollar contract.
Contract.
The max. Him and John Wall. Brothers forever.
Yeah,
they love each other.
They are.
They don't?
But you got to play. You got to be healthy.
They don't
to get
like
out.
Each other? Oh, no. How dare you say that?
We call that ego.
That happens a lot in the radio business, too, ladies and gentlemen. You should spend a day here at Christian Broadcasting. You see what I'm saying? We're going to go with the Knicks. You know who the worst player in the league was last year? Former Kentucky player Kevin Knox. He was easily the worst player in the league last year. Oh, by the way, you got another scrub from Kentucky, Julius Randle.
Yeah.
When your best player is a second-round pick, in his second year from Western Kentucky, and his name is Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah,
You've got problems.
Yeah, and I like the Knicks. I follow them all of my life, good and bad, and lately it's not been so good, but I like the Knicks.
I used to love Bernard King.
Oh,
in the 80s when he got on those playoff runs.
Yeah, when he was
getting 40 a night.
Yeah.
And it was like.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like the Knicks. They have everything going for them, but they cannot put a team out on the floor. I mean,
they've got money.
They got Madison Square Garden. They live in the Mecca.
But who's at the top of the ladder? A crazy owner who doesn't know what he's doing. And it's just a
Well, that's it. That's what's going on. The owner. Until the owners change with the Knicks, it's going to be the same.
So if you own the Knicks, what would you do?
Well, I would completely change rosters, you know, from the top down. I think the whole organization, every level, and it starts with the owner. He's got the money. He's got all the money. But you look at their draft choices and you look at the GMs through the years. Not been a lot of good decisions on the Knicks. But they
not even Phil Jackson? Phil Jackson was a bad decision?
I like Phil Jackson a lot, but he didn't work out when he came back to the Knicks.
Wasn't a money grab for him?
I think so.
Money grab. Yeah, he mailed that in a long time ago.
Why not? Yeah, I'll take 3 years there with the Knicks. Yeah.
We're talking about worst teams. Who's your best team in the NBA? Regular season doesn't mean it's your NBA champion.
I like the Trailblazers. I like Portland. Damian.
They're going to be their best team in the regular season this year.
Yes. They came so close. They're a great West Coast team. Again, a lot of people don't see Portland at all, but they have some great players out there at Portland. I was looking over my notes, but I like Damian Lillard a whole lot. And they play good team ball, and they have C.J. McCollum, and they have Rodney Howard. And I think this is going to be a good year for Portland. I like their coach. I like their system. They're never really out of ball game. If you watch Portland.
I've seen Stotts. I saw him in Atlanta. I saw him in Milwaukee. How can you like him?
Yeah, I like him. I do. Yeah, I like Portland. I was pulling for them last year.
I was pulling for them when Maurice Lucas and Bill Walton was there in 1977, too. But that doesn't mean that they're, you know.
Yeah, I think they're relevant. They're out on the West Coast. A lot of people don't watch the Portland Trailblazers or hear much
about. You do.
I do.
Every Tuesday night at 10:30.
I watch
it. From the Rose Garden or whatever they call that place now.
Yeah, they play the Rose Garden. But they come close in the years. But they came close last year. So, yeah, I'm with Portland this year. I like Portland. I think they're going to have a great season win total.
Win total?
Yeah.
So why didn't you say that was your lock win total? What's their win total here? So 46.5 wins for Portland. You're going to go over 46.5?
Oh, yeah, over.
Oh, Ronnie. Yeah,
55 for Portland.
55? I got to write some of these down, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to, if Ronnie Hupp is right on these, I will take everything back from our NBA expert, using that term very loosely as we're speaking right now.
Yeah.
Portland's not winning 55 games. They only play 82 games, Ronnie.
Yeah.
So when you say Golden State's going to win 60, how many of these terrible teams going to win? 12?
12. There's a big division in the NBA. You've got some really, really good teams and some really, really bad teams. When you look down the list, Washington, Charlotte, the Knicks, Cleveland, Detroit. I don't see any hope at all for these teams.
Well, those wins, yeah.
And Orlando. You know, you can separate the East pretty quick. Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Boston, Indiana, Brooklyn, Miami, Toronto, and the rest of them. You know, there's a big division on my paper here between the top and the lower level. All these other teams are just going to be scrambling for wins. Atlanta, Washington, Charlotte, New York, Cleveland, Chicago, Orlando, Detroit. I don't see any hope in those teams. And as much as I like the players and coaches, I don't see it. Just don't see it happening.
So let's bottom line best and worst teams here. Ronnie Hupp loves the Warriors to get 60 wins this year.
I'm with them, yeah. Yeah, I like the Warriors a lot. And I'm looking down my list. I like the Utah Jazz. You know, I like them a lot. We haven't talked a lot about them with Donovan Mitchell.
We're going to get to
Mike Conley, but I like the Utah Jazz a lot.
And our worst teams, Ronnie Hupp says, no chance the Cleveland Cavaliers win more than 20 games. We'll take the New York Knicks and beloved Big Blue Nation Kevin Knox, worst player in the league last year. People, but he's an up-and-comer. No, he's not. He was terrible last year. You don't improve.
If Cleveland wins 20 games, they should have a ticker tape parade for them in downtown Cleveland.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Ronnie Hupp going out on limbs all over the place here today on the bottom line.
I still think Cleveland, and I like their coach, but still, watching realistically, I don't see that
happening. B-line was more valuable to me in the tournament at Michigan than he's ever going to be.
But I'm sure the money. And basically, if I were a college coach, I would like to try the NBA.
If they paid me enough money.
If they paid me
enough
money.
Well, they offered Izzo the same thing when LeBron was there.
Yes.
They offered Izzo a ton of money to come down and coach. And Izzo was like, why should I leave here when I'm going to win 25 games a year and make the tournament every year to go there and then lose because LeBron just left?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah. And I get that. I understand that. But in the NBA, you don't have to do recruiting. You don't have to stay on the road all the time. You know, as a coach, I would get very well-worn recruiting every year, every year. But still, I think most college coaches, if they get the chance, want to go to the NBA. It's like a college coach, football, likes the pro, because the Super Bowl's it. The NBA championship is it.
I always thought Calipari would leave Kentucky for the NBA eventually.
I did. I thought that, and I said that some
years ago. I even said
ago.
When LeBron went to L.A., I'm like, he's going to be the next coach of the Lakers.
I agree.
Yeah.
But he loves Kentucky, and he loves coaching.
Lifetime contract, huh? Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There's something. Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee Bucks are projected to win the most games. That's 57.5. Your thoughts on teams that you like in the East or teams that might surprise in the East, Ronnie Hupp?
Okay, I like Milwaukee, Eric Bledsoe, Wesley Matthews, Philadelphia. You know, I'm with them.
Is Barrett Bledsoe that good, though?
At times, he can be good. Yeah, not consistently.
No,
but when
not
he's good,
consistent
he's,
at all.
When he's good, he's really good.
Yeah, but when he's bad, he's really bad.
He's really bad. I like Milwaukee. I like Philadelphia. I like Brooklyn. You got to put Brooklyn up there with Kyrie Irving and Josh Harris and the team that they put together. Toronto could surprise.
That's what I'm going to say. You're not even mentioning the former NBA champions, current NBA champions. You're not
Toronto.
Even mentioning them.
I'm going to give them honorable mention. When you take a superstar like Leonard, take him out, he goes to another team. I'm going to give them making the playoffs. But Indiana, the Pacers, I like them making an underdog role this year. The team that they've put together, and they made a run last year, T.J. Warren and Miles Turner. I like the Pacers a lot.
You don't think Philly with Al Horford? They added him to Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. You don't think that's a team that can make the finals?
Oh, I think so, definitely. Yeah, I've got Philadelphia there. Yeah.
You got Philadelphia. Oh, you got him in the finals. Are you changing your...
No, I'm not changing. But I think Indiana's going to make a run for some of these playoff spots. But no. I'm with Philadelphia.
I think the Raptors are going to hang tough this year.
I think so.
They're not going to be as bad. I'm kind of with you on Boston as far as the playoffs go, but I don't think their regular season is going to be that good. But this is between the Bucks and the Sixers.
Definitely.
If I say Eastern Conference Finals right now,
yeah.
I'll say Bucks and Sixers right now. Who would you take Eastern Conference champion?
Philadelphia.
You're going to take Philly?
Yeah, got the 76ers. I'm going to take Philadelphia.
I'm going to take Milwaukee. I like their coach because I remember him down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I know Coach Bud. He was great in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Then they lost players, and then all of a sudden he's fired. And you got Giannis. You got the best player in the league.
Yeah, you definitely do. Yeah.
So I got a better coach. I like my coach in Milwaukee better than the Philly coach, Brant Brown. And I got the best player in the game over anybody that Philly has. That's why I'm going with Milwaukee. But it's not a Mac Daddy Stogie. It's not one I would take to the bank and say, put all your jelly beans on this one. So we'll take Milwaukee in the East. You'll take Philly.
I'll take Philly in the East.
And your dark horses are?
I like Indiana and I like Toronto.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
It's dark horses.
There's the Eastern Conference from Ronnie Hupp. Western Conference.
Okay.
Golden State has won this thing for 5 years in a row. Is it going to be six?
No, I don't see realistically.
No.
Much as I like them, I don't see that happening this year.
Do you think they get shortchanged as far as their dynasty, making the finals 5 years in a row and winning three, although it probably should have been four if you count the Cleveland 3-1 debacle when they suspended Draymond Green? Another conspiracy from the NBA.
Yeah.
Do you think they get underrated as far as how dominant this dynasty was the last five years?
Well, I think so. I think so. With Clay being out, and I think they are the underdogs this year, and that's why I gave them 60 wins this year because I think they'll play well over their head, as I use that phrase a lot.
Well, that's okay, but Durant's gone.
He's gone.
And Klay Thompson's going to be gone.
Gone.
Oh, so they're just going to use smoke and mirrors and win 60 games. Steph Curry and it's Draymond Green.
Draymond.
And a bunch of D'Angelo Russells of the world, who's already looking forward to leaving Golden State because he wants to go play with LeBron and Anthony Davis or whatever. Who knows? So you're with Golden State.
But I like Steve Kerr, too. I think he's a really, really good mathematical coach. I like him on the bench.
Mathematical coach.
Yeah, but I like, Golden State. But, no, they won't repeat. Of course, they didn't win it last year.
Now, though, in Las Vegas, the team in the West that's going to win the most games regular season, Clippers and Utah Jazz. Why should I not be on those two teams?
Well, the Clippers, I've got them coming out of the West, and I like the Utah Jazz. I think they get overlooked. Most teams that play out in Utah and Portland and those really West Coast areas don't get a lot of publicity, but I like Donovan Mitchell and
so Conley. Clippers, better combo. Chris Paul and Blake Griffin in their prime, or Paul George and Kawhi Leonard?
Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
There you go.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverley on the side. I like him. Patrick Beverley is one of my guys. I like him as a player. He'll get right up in you.
Yeah, and I like Blake Griffin, too. I like him.
Oh, Blake Griffin.
But he stays injured a lot. And he's like me. He's got more years behind him than he's got in front. But I like Blake. I like watching him play.
So Rudy Gobert?
Yeah, I like
him. Best defensive player in the league?
I think so.
Easily the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
So Donovan Mitchell from Louisville?
Louisville, yeah.
Is he an all-star?
Yeah.
You think so?
Because he's blossomed.
They got Mike Conley, too?
Mike Conley.
Is he done?
No.
You don't think so?
No, not Mike.
He came in the league with Greg Oden. Greg Oden's been done for a long time.
Yeah.
Well,
Greg was overhyped. He'd get off to a bad start. He's still off to a bad start.
So the Lakers. We were talking about the Lakers earlier. So you think they're going to be okay this year? You like them this year?
I like them.
Frank Vogel's a coach. Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I like
LeBron.
Vogel.
You like Vogel?
I like Vogel. Yeah. He's a Kentucky connection guy, and I like that. And I've watched him.
Just because he's got a Kentucky connection doesn't mean he's good, right? Ronnie Hop.
Yeah.
See, now you're being a fan. That's what we don't like on this show. Don't be a fan.
It'll be, the proof's in the pudding, so to speak. The main thing for Vogel is taking all of these different high-profile personalities and blending them into a unit that can win. Of course, LeBron and Anthony will take most of the shots, and I've watched that in preseason. And I've watched a lot of guys who will never play during the regular season play preseason as well.
You still haven't mentioned my Nuggets, though.
Denver?
You still haven't mentioned my Denver.
Yeah.
Well, they got players,
they've
man.
They've got players.
And my good friend from Atlanta, Phil Millsap.
Uh-huh.
That's when he was on we had an update. We had an update person on the station I was on in Atlanta.
Right.
And she would do the sports updates, and she could not say Paul Millsap.
It was Phil Millsap or something, something way off.
So, and we would always make fun of her and go up to her and say, the wrong things.
Yeah.
And it would throw her off so bad she couldn't say it. It was just, so Phil Millsap.
Millsap.
Millsap. Yes.
Millsap. Millsap.
Phil Millsap.
I like him. I like him a lot.
He's over the hill, though.
Yeah, he's over the hill, but he's got another good year. And Jamal Murray, the guy's good. He's good.
Now, you haven't mentioned the biggest addition in free agency this year. Austin Rivers is now a Houston Rocket.
Okay, yeah, and I like Austin. I like him.
That was sarcasm, Roddy Hupp. Austin Rivers is terrible. What are you talking about?
But Doc Rivers.
You got to be able to roll the punches on this show, Roddy Hupp. So
like
Western Conference. Let's bottom line Western Conference.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Give me a Western Conference final right now.
Okay.
You've already given away the farm. You said Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
So second best team?
Portland.
So Clippers and Portland in the Western Conference finals.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
I like it.
Portland. How did you say 55 for Portland?
Yeah.
Oh, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you, man.
Yeah. I like.
Who you got behind Lillard and McCollum? Who you got?
Well, those are the guys you need.
Well, that might be the guys you need, but they can't carry. They've proven they can't carry all the way.
No. I'm going to go with Portland.
Portland, did they lose in the first round last year?
They got in the second round.
Second round?
Yeah.
Well, they beat Denver last year, didn't they?
They beat Denver, yeah. Oh. See, they're your Nuggets.
Ronnie's Nuggets.
Short memory.
Well, there's so much material here.
Yeah, I remember, as you do too, when Dan Issel coached the Nuggets and played for the Nuggets.
And I still remember Mutombo being an 8 seed in the first round and holding that ball up against George Karl and the Sonics.
Yeah, that was
Dan Issel rode that thing for years. Yeah. I remember that when I won with Mutombo.
Yeah.
Built that for all it's worth.
Yeah.
So we're going to bottom line the West here. Ronnie Hupp says somehow the Portland Trailblazers will wake up the echoes. Porter and Clyde Drexler ain't walking through that door.
But they're
going to get to the finals against the Clippers.
Clippers, yeah.
And then the Clippers make the finals.
Yes,
against
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
And they win. Clippers over Philadelphia.
So there you go. It's Clippers over Philadelphia in the NBA championship.
Yes.
And do you know who I'm picking?
No, go with me. Tell me. I love
it. The Houston Rockets are your NBA champions. They will defeat the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA Finals and Giannis.
There you go.
James Harden finally gets what he deserves. Russell Westbrook rides his coattails. Clint Capella, for my money, the second best player. I'd rather have him than Westbrook
on this team.
I love him as a player.
Yes.
Capella will be more valuable than Westbrook this year.
I believe that. Yes. Yeah.
That's your team. D'Antoni and Daryl Morey, the original analytics nerd of the NBA, they finally get their comeuppance.
Yeah.
And they win the NBA championship for Clutch City, the Houston Rockets. That is the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line of the NBA from our NBA expert, Ronnie Huff.
I'm a fan. Not an expert.
Oh, yeah. And you pick games with your fandom, too. That's what gets you in trouble out in the desert.
It does.
We're going to teach you a few things about picking games around here, Ronnie Huff. You just, you know, I know every morning I see you. Well, I flew the airplane in for the morning, and it doesn't matter if the horses are blind, just load the wagons. I don't even know what you tell me, but we're going to teach you a few things about actually picking games here on this show, Ronnie.
I'm listening. I love it. You're the teacher. Well, I'm the student.
Speaking of teachers and students, college basketball real quick. Kentucky ranked number 2 in the preseason. Are they going to live up to that this year?
Yes.
National champions. You've got that look in your eye. National champions.
I haven't got that far yet.
You haven't got that far yet?
I've been in the NBA. So
Final
far.
Four.
I haven't got that far yet. It's a little bit early.
Okay, but Kentucky, UK Final Four
this
year?
Yeah, I got UK in Final Four.
Final Four, but no national championship.
No national championship.
You'd be surprised how many people on this show have said that exact same thing. And I've looked at them and pointed at them and laughed in their face every single time. How can you say Kentucky's going to make the Final Four but not make the national championship?
Yeah.
I don't understand that reasoning.
Well, I've been involved in the NBA, but I'll have to do a little bit more college study here.
2 weeks from Tuesday, Michigan State, Kentucky, first game of the season. Who wins that game? Michigan State, the number one team in the nation now.
Kentucky.
Kentucky wins the game?
Yes. 2 weeks from today. Yes.
My friends out in the desert say Michigan State will be a 2-point favorite in that game. So you're taking Kentucky?
Yes, on a neutral court.
Neutral court? You don't want the points. You don't need the points.
Don't need the
points.
Straight up
winner. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Ronnie Huff, the NBA expert, says, I don't want the points. I don't need the points. Kentucky, straight up underdog winner in game one.
In game one.
Is Calipari, is he a failure at Kentucky?
No.
Not a failure? Has he lived up to expectations?
Expectations are high. I think it's how you judge expectations. For us, we won a championship
every year. You know us here at the bottom line. We got numbers.
Got numbers.
8 out of 10 years Calipari has been here, he has not lived up to his AP preseason poll expectations. So in other words, if he's ranked number one in the preseason, they haven't won the national championship. If he's ranked number four, they haven't made the Final Four. 8 out of 10 years, he has not lived up to those preseason expectations. Still a disappointment? Or are we still on the bandwagon that he's this great coach of all time?
It's a tough one.
That's not a tough one to me. The numbers say 8 out of 10, he has failed to live up to expectations. And as we all know, life's about expectations.
Basketball to me is totally entertainment. I love it all, NBA, and I love the college game.
Well, but that's where we differ.
Yeah, that's where we differ.
I'm trying to make a dollar here. Yeah. I'm trying to make a couple jelly beans on the side. Yeah. That's all I care about.
Well, thanks for the jelly beans again. But expectation, it takes, and I don't like to use a lot of cliches, but it's so.
You don't?
Tough. No.
Well, you need to listen to this show. All you've done is use cliches. And that's what we're not about on this show.
Yeah.
But that's
Bottom
all
line.
You've used. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't think he's been a disappointment in any way, shape, or form?
That's a tough question.
Do you not remember when they lost to Auburn last year?
Yeah.
Was that a disappointment?
Oh, yeah, it was disappointing.
Of course it was. The year before, they lost to Kansas State. Is that a disappointment?
Yeah.
Of course it was.
But my philosophy is the sun comes up the next morning. We lose a game.
But that's not the way we live, though. We got to cash tickets, Ronnie Huff. And if you tell me...
Yeah.
8 times Calipari has lost in the NCAA tournament. 7 of those 8, he was favored to win. Disappointment?
Sure, I'm disappointed, but it's not a failure.
So you're disappointed, but it's not a failure.
No,
okay.
To me, there's a difference. Yeah. When I get up in the morning, it's a good day. You know, it's a good day.
Well, when I get up in the morning, I see if my ticket's cashed. That's the difference between you and me, Ronnie.
I'm standing and breathing.
I see if my mom's still breathing,
yeah.
And B, I see how my tickets did from the night before.
Yeah.
That's how I wake up in the morning. I don't know how you do flying the airplane in on the Eagle 93.3 FM 770 AM, shameless plug.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there.
No.
You don't believe in my Vegas flu theories, your bet of the year for Kentucky?
I'm not sure what that
you
is.
You don't. You haven't listened to my show?
Did you listen to any of my shows?
I've throw this past people. They're like, you're a genius, bottom line. Kentucky goes to Vegas and plays on the 18th and the 21st. The team they're playing the 21st, Ohio State, on the 18th, they're playing in Columbus. Now, Kentucky's going to be out in Vegas about a week.
Right.
Now, they're going to be out there 16th, 17th, 18th, play a game. 19th, 20th, 21st. You think all those kids are just going to sit there and watch TV and just do their homework for the next semester or study game films? You think they're going to sit there in the rooms to do that? Or do you think they're going to go out on the town and walk the streets and hit the tables and say hello to some women and, walk in the streets? You don't think that's going to happen?
They'll probably watch some big shows out there at the Palace.
Exactly. They're going to watch, have a little fun, have a couple of pops. That's fine. So the Vegas flu is, that's how the Vegas Golden Knights were so good in hockey for being an expansion.
When teams come into the city.
Teams come into town. They have a couple pops. They feel good about themselves. All of a sudden, they got to play the game. They look up. They're losing 6-1. Vegas Golden Knights, expansion team, best home team of the league.
Yeah.
Vegas flu. I don't care what the point spread is. I will go against Kentucky. from them being out there for 6-7 days when Ohio State comes to town and cleans them out, because they're not as frazzled as Kentucky will be at that point. So there's your lock of the year, yeah. Ronnie Hupp. Yeah. The Vegas flu will hit Kentucky on December 21st.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. So let's bottom line college basketball. You think Kentucky is awesome and Calipari is the greatest thing that ever lived, as you laugh at me. You think, although he's not lived up to expectations statistically 8 out of 10 years, you still think he's the greatest thing ever.
He's a good coach.
You're disappointed.
I'm disappointed when we lose, but I'm disappointed when a lot of teams that I follow lose.
But I
don't think the coach, again, I like it when we win and disappointed when we lose. But it's so much, and I don't like, I've used cliches all during this broadcast, but it's
way
so
too
much.
But we're going to have to run and count. I don't think my pen will, ink in my pen will last
that
long.
Ink.
And you say that Kentucky, I don't need those 2 points. I don't want the points. I'm going to take a straight up underdog winner, Kentucky over Michigan State, in the first game of the season.
I'll go with them. Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A brief roundup of college basketball from our good friend Ronnie.
I have to study up more on college.
Well, that does it for today's show. We want to thank our NBA expert, Ronnie Hupp, using that term expert very loosely at this point. Ronnie, we thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure.
For doing your research and actually coming in with some notes and actually coming in prepared to face the bottom line head-to-head. We had a few confrontations.
Yes, but that's good. That's good.
It is good. That's what a lot of people around here don't understand. It's okay to have disagreements.
Yeah.
It's okay when you say that the Portland Trailblazers are going to make the NBA Finals. It's okay for me to say you're crazy.
That's good.
That's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, we're good friends, and we'll still talk every day. We'll still talk here every day at the Eagle.
The good friends thing, I wouldn't go that far. I'm just looking for filler for my podcast, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Ronnie Hupp, hey. we have a lot of respect for you.
You're kind.
We thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come in and actually be our NBA expert. And we will look you up later in the NBA season so we can get some more Tuesday night West Coast updates from you.
We'll compare notes.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
If you liked what you heard on this show, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to follow this podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at @BottomLineLex. We thank you again for listening. And as always, for the great Ronnie Hupp, until the next time, may the winners be yours.
Listen, good luck. Cashing tickets is what it's all about. So long, everybody.